Meh. Shut up. Meh. Couldn't you have had a bath or a dip or something? It's a bit agricultural in here. The wall, now his eyes had become accustomed to the gloom, was covered with scrawls, and in particular those little wicket-gate tallies drawn by prisoners who are counting the days. They were going to hang him in the morning, so that was one chore he wouldn't have to do. Oh, shut up, shut up. Now he came to look closer. Most of the counts went up to one. He lay back with his eyes closed. Of course he'd get rescued. He always got rescued. Although, come to think of it, always in circumstances that put him in such a lot more danger than a prison cell usually held. Well, he'd been in enough cells. There were ways to handle these things. The important thing was to be direct. He got up and banged on the bars until the warder sauntered along the corridor.
Yes, mate?
I just want to get things sorted out, said Rincewind. It's not as though I've got time to waste, okay?
Yep.
Is there any chance that you're going to fall asleep in a chair opposite this cell with your keys fully exposed on a table in front of you? They looked at the empty corridor.
I'd have to get someone to help me bring a table down here, said the warder doubtfully. Can't see it happening, mister. Sorry.
Right, okay. Rincewind thought for a moment. All right. Is my dinner likely to be brought in by a young lady carrying, and this is important, carrying a tray covered with a cloth?
No, 'cause I do the cooking.
Right.
Bread and water is what I'm good at.
Right, just checking.
Here, that sticky brown stuff they brought in with you is top stuff on bread, mister.
Be my guest.
I can feel the vitamins and minerals doing me a power of good.
No worries. Now, yes. Laundry. Are there any big laundry baskets around which will happily get tipped down to a chute to the outside world?
Sorry, mister. There's an old washerwoman comes in to collect it.
Really? Rincewind brightened. Ah, a washerwoman. Big lady, bulky dress, possibly wears a hood which can be pulled down to cover a lot of her face.
Yep, pretty much.
Well then, is she due in,
She's my mum, said the warder.
Right, fine. They looked at one another. I reckon that about covers it then, said Rincewind. I hope you didn't mind me asking.
Bless you, no. No worries, happy to help. Worked out what you're going to say on the gallows, have you? Only some of the ballad writers want to know, if you wouldn't mind.
Ballads?
Oh, yeah. There's three so far, and I reckon there'll be 10 by tomorrow.
Rincewind rolled his eyes. How many of them have put two ralura ladity in the chorus? He asked.
All of them.
Oh, gods.
And you wouldn't mind changing your name, would you? Only they're saying Rincewind is a bit tricky to turn a line on.
Concerning of a bush ranger, Rincewind was his name. It's got the wrong sort of sound. Well, I'm sorry. Perhaps you'd better let me go then.
Ha! Nice one. Now, if you want my advice, you'll keep it short when you're up on the gallows, said the warder. The best famous last words are the shortest. Something simple generally works best. Go easy on the swearing.
Look, all I did was steal a sheep, and I didn't even do that. What's everyone so excited about? Said Rincewind desperately.
Oh, very notorious crime, sheep stealing, said the warder cheerfully. Strikes a chord. Little man battling against the forces of brutal authority. People like that. You'll be remembered in song and story. Especially if you come up with some good last words, like I said.
The warder hitched up his belt.
To tell you the truth, a lot of people these days haven't even seen a bloody sheep. But hearing that someone's stolen one makes them feel proper exians. It even does me good to have a proper criminal in the cells for once, instead of all these bloody politicians.
Rincewind sat down on the bunk again with his head in his hands.
"'Cause a famous escape is nearly as good as getting hanged,' said the warder, in the manner of someone trying to keep up someone else's spirits.
"'Really?' said Rincewind.
"'You ain't asked if the little grill in the floor there leads to the sewers,'
the warder prompted. Rincewind peered between his fingers.
"'Does it?' "'We ain't got any sewers.'
"'Thank you. You've been very helpful.' The warder strolled off again, whistling.
Rincewind lay back on the bunk and closed his eyes again. Bah! Shut up.
Excuse me, mister.
Rincewind groaned and sat up again. This time the voice was coming from the high, small, barred window.
Yes, what is it? You know, when you was caught.
Well, what about it?
What kind of a tree were you under?